Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Cuppy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and there's a man next to me.
What?
And he's, well, across the way from me.
Okay, good.
And his name is?
Marius.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I know, I'm just trying things. This is Coping Copenhagen, a podcast about life in Denmark and Scandinavia and everything else. Mm-hmm. Abby's not here at the moment, but Abby will return.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Irish, Marius is Danish, and that's information. It's a Monday, and I wanted to chat about stuff. Because it's Monday and we chat about
What are we tackling today, Owen?
Tackling today is the food industry. It's the frickin' food industry.
The frickin' food. Can we make it more specific?
Pork.
The pork.
We're going to poke the pork industry.
Okay. Point
fingers at the pork people.
The pork people.
Yeah. Keep going. You got more? I got
praise. No, we're not going to praise. No.
Pray on. No, we're
pray
not
going to. No,
we're going to chat about it. Get one. Pontificate.
Oh,
there
good.
You go. Yeah. So
propose some ideas.
Propose possible preparations for periods in the not past
Pleistocene future. Area.
Anyway, so we've mentioned pork a lot here. It's come up. People may not notice. Like those who listen in Denmark will know that pork is like synonymous with Denmark. Mm. But those who don't listen in Denmark, like Tracy, who emailed us a couple of days ago from America. Thank you so much for emailing us, Tracy. She really liked her suggestions about a Danish orientated Lego.
Oh, nice.
But and Tracy's on the list. It's not just Debbie and Roger.
Oh,
we got a new one for the list. But people in America and far afield like that may not know that there's it's synonymous with Denmark, right? Pork.
Yeah, yeah. I think.
Pray tell, why? Where did that come from? Yeah, I've totally thrown you off. You weren't ready for that.
I don't know where the pork came from.
But you're Danish. You're my expert.
I have no idea where, if we had just pigs, if they're, are they natural to Denmark? I have no idea, but...
anyway, it's just a thing.
We've always, I've lived, there's always been pigs. a lot of pork around.
Like a lot, and it's in a lot of meals.
Yep.
And it's a big deal. Potatoes and pork, you might not just put them with Denmark, but it's a really big deal. But it's not difficult to scrape the surface of the industry and be like, really? That's how we do things here?
Yeah.
This game, I was thinking about talking about this more because we were talking about the Royal Crown, which is the pork company.
The Royal Crown.
which closed a slaughterhouse recently, abruptly. So it kind of got me thinking that there's changes in the industry. Something's happening. Because they didn't really talk about it. They just said, we're closing and we're going, it opens up X amount of billion kroner for other investments.
Yeah, right? They closed that real fast.
Like super fast. Told the mayor of, I can't remember the town now.
No.
Told the mayor and then they were like, all right, everyone's fired.
Yeah.
You're like, you can have the day off, but come September, you're going to be gone. Mm. And they said that they were going to open up money, right? So I was like, and we kind of in that episode, we were like, what are they going to invest in? What is that? And it kind of got me thinking, but talk a little bit about the pork industry and the future of food. So let's just cut to the chase about some of the heavy duty facts about Danish pork.
This is from 2022, first of July. They counted, or estimate maybe, that there is 12,179,000 pigs in Denmark. So that's actually less than I thought.
That's a lot, though.
But that is a lot of pigs.
2.5 per person.
Yeah, yeah. But it is 7.5% less than last year. So yeah, it's not increasing mm-hmm. the amount of pigs we have at the moment. Mm. But many of the what do you call that? What do you call a female pig in
a lady? Sow?
A sow, yes, mm. a sow. First of all, it's decreasing the sort of amount of sows that can sort of produce and give birth to pigs. Mm. But the it's 16.5% of all the sows, they die.
Wow.
Which is also quite tragic.
Yeah.
Reasons for that as they have basically no space.
Yeah.
They are sort of pumped full of antibiotics, which has some potential other really serious ramifications. They're made to give birth to more piglets than they have nipples.
Yeah.
Which causes also high infant death. Yeah.
There's
in the piglets.
There's in 2020, so 4 years ago, 23% of all piglets died.
Yeah.
So out of 4.9 million piglets born, 9.7 died.
Which is just
like nearly a quarter of all pigs born that year died. Mm. So let's not dwell on that. That I think the fact is
they're not great.
It's easy to point and be like, oh, that's not great.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's kind of surprising with Denmark. Like Denmark's got this interesting thing of like being so forward in so many ways, and then kind of reluctant to change things in so many others.
Yeah. But I would say within agriculture, we are we're lacking behind in many ways. Like, and I think we've seen it in Europe also. There are issues with sort of we have to kind of rethink agriculture because it's so heavily subsidized, at least from what I know in the EU. Mm. And it's not really a profit. Like, it's just it isn't actually sustainable.
No.
Like, if they didn't get all of this EU funding, they wouldn't be able to survive.
Yeah, same in Ireland. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right. Mm. So there's some kind of really, there needs to be some restructure or rethinking. But Denmark has such a proud, I'm not proud. They have we have a long history of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the political parties, so the left party was like, used to be sort of the agricultural party.
Mm-hmm.
On the right, the Social Democrats are known sort of as the worker parties, but that's kind of been shifted a little bit.
Mm.
And there's a massive, you know, in Jutland and Funen, that's many people work within agriculture.
Yeah,
there's a lot of voters within that. So it's a big voter sort of segment of the Danish population.
Yeah.
So they also have quite a big say.
Yeah.
And a lot of their sort of unions and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like they're fighting any kind of, because they're fighting to survive. Because it is a kind of a, not a sustainable business anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really hard to figure out how to make improvements without farmers, you know, protesting and feeling like you're taking away their livelihood.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like if you if you've ever been, like if you haven't been to Denmark, you get outside the cities and it's just like farmland. It's just fields and fields and fields and fields. And like this is, I'm not bringing this up because it's like, it's just more of a curiosity than anything, because I'm not bringing it up being like, oh, pork is bad or anything. Like, whatever your opinion on meat is your opinion, right?
I mean, we also probably have a very different appreciation about what is good pork. So in England, at least, and I think it's the same for Ireland, you eat the thick, sort of not crispy, right? You like sort of a slab of...
No, not where I'm from.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
If I can crack my rasher,
I'm doing well.
Yeah,
good. Nice. We're on the same page.
But maybe it's not Danish. Like you literally have it like fucking cremated. It's like
it crunches
into dust in your mouth. But like it's just curious that like what will this? Because it's going to change, right? So these things can't.
I mean, they have to, right? It's not sustainable for the environment. Yeah. People's, you know, food habits are changing.
Yeah.
More people are going vegan or vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're going to have to, like, yeah.
And speaking of vegetarian stuff, because like there was this kind of a while back, there was like this. There is still a push towards. Like some people would be like, fuck eating meat. If we stopped eating meat, we'd end a lot of these issues, right? Environmentally and all these things. And there's a lot of truth in that. But like I was listening to something recently about talking about like the trend toward vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there's a lot of vegan like outlets, like you're like food production companies. Oh, we've seen a massive
boom in vegan products.
Yeah. But this kind of wave never like it kind of crescendoed and came down again, because like this thing I was listening to. Anecdotal, right?
Mm.
But like I heard that there's like these companies that like there's a British one that went bankrupt, and I think a couple of American ones. You can still find them, but it wasn't like this huge move towards veganism, right? So it's like there's still, of course, an industry for pork and meat and stuff like that. But like, what?
Now seems like the time for them to do something,
right?
They still have, like, before we all go fully plant-based,
yeah,
if that ever happens. I don't know. Like now is the time for the pork industry to kind of, they need to change something, become more ethical, maybe like, I don't know, make a, you know, a sort of a, instead of making these factory produced pigs, you know, go completely the other way and do what's that, Japanese cows, like Wagyu, no, what are these really expensive beef sort of,
Wagyu.
Can you make a Wagyu bacon?
I mean, it just feels like you want to say Wagyu.
I just want to say that. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like the you got me thinking. I've lost my trail of thought now. Your pork. Oh yeah. Like, so the mink industry was taken away in a day.
Yeah, right.
Fucking,
it can happen too. Pork.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
People,
right? Change can happen, right? So it's like, so we want to make it seem like a good idea to less pigs, right?
It's got to be less. Pigs with bigger, you know, more room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They give birth to, you know, if you just follow the trends of what people have been doing, right?
What's that now? What's that?
We have less babies.
Less babies.
And we spend more time on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't live in bigger apartments, but yeah, you know?
But it would be like, but like, the thing is, you like, pork is just, like, if you're veggie, vegan, if you're not into meat, I apologize for the next statement, but pork is so tasty. It's so good, right? So you'd have to like, we'd have to like, it would be such a momentous thing for Denmark to be like, we're going to pull back on pork.
Mm.
Like, as in like, for Denmark to be like, we love pork, but there are other things we can eat. Like try, because you'd have to try and change, you can't just take it away. You'd have to have an answer for the industry. You'd have to, like, there's a lot of questions, but like, the big thing is, because people are going to be, the reason that there's so many pigs and everything is because people fucking love buying pork. Yeah. I mean, it's fucking everywhere.
We export 90% of our pork.
Right.
So it's also probably, you know, there's another reason why they probably hold some power, is because there's a lot of money, probably through sales, right? Some VAT or something like that going into the Danish economy.
Yeah.
So they probably also have a big say there, but yeah. Mm. Things need to change.
Yeah.
And as you said, yeah, that might come from above all of a sudden. Because there's also like these fears, like, you know, pig flu, or this with the pumping them full of antibiotics because they live in small pigsties and they're cutting each other and they get diseases. Like, eventually that's going to make us, resistant to antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the pigs, and then some diseases might come out of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
but this is like
it's a branding situation they need to right? take hold of.
Yeah, it's just two things, right? It's like we're talking about in two realms, right? We're talking about like on a micro realm, it's like quotation marks, micro realm of like the Danish industry in Denmark, right? But a macro realm is like how we fucking approach food in general, right? Yeah. Like the EU came out with statistics recently that if we made healthier fast food, right? So like quick fix food, right? So fucking microwavable stuff and like pizzas and shit like that. If we made healthier versions of that, it would cut emissions by 48 million tons and save 2.8 billion euro a year for people, right? If we made healthier shit. So these are like, these are, because the thing is like, we did, it's fucking, it, fucking, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Fucking industrial revolution, man. Quote me. Fucking industrial revolution. Because it just, we just went on this fucking skyrocketing of like, faster, quicker, machines, quicker, do. And we never stopped that shit. That mentality just went, go. There's two things of like, how, but then we still love the food as well, right? So it's like, we how do we change the fundamentals of how we approach food, and also change the, which is like big, like factory. Laws, yeah. Factories,
farming,
the economics of it, right? The economics and the agricultural aspects of it. And then also, how do we like get people to be okay with that, yeah. You know, not even the financial things. And like you said, it's branding, right? So it's like a Noma or Alchemist, or not Alchemist, what's that? Is it Alchemist? The like award-winning restaurants being like, we will never touch pork, or you know, some shit like pork is for a very special occasion, it's only for X day or something like that, or like treat yourself to a bacon once a month, or you know, this kind of like
if they made like all hot dog stands, like they need to have a Michelin star, so it's like Michelin star hot dog stand.
It's like this, like I by buying this sausage, you like, yeah, you're helping promote Happy Pig, yeah. Or something like that, yeah. Or have like, we should have, Denmark should have the same approach, not completely, but like to like India and like cows,
yeah.
So like we should treat them as like the wonderful holy. yeah the wonderful pork, right? I mean, like, let's like but I'm just throwing out ideas of like how we approach it, right? I'm not saying we actually deify pigs or anything like that, but
I mean, pigs are really smart, they're smarter than dogs,
yeah,
like they're really intelligent pigs, and it's also something about a sow can have like multiple orgasms. I read some,
whoa.
There's some interesting facts about
pigs. You took it weird. You took it weird so fast.
Hey, bestiality wasn't allowed for many years here in this country. Sorry to bring it there.
So weird, so unnecessary. But anyway, keep going. I'm interested.
So it is like a, it is an animal, a creature that it, like, it has feelings, like it's it has personalities, yeah. Like, and we're just treating them horrendously,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what they should do?
What?
Here's a crazy idea.
Okay.
I think it's gonna work in terms of branding.
Okay. Yeah.
What if they did like, what about a movie?
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Royal Crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They produce sort of a feature length film.
Okay.
Okay, just imagine this.
Yeah.
We're on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a farmer.
Yeah.
Maybe he's called Hocket.
Is that Danish?
No.
No, okay. Oh, it's going for the international community.
Yeah, we're on a... We're
international, all right,
Maybe he's called Keep Hocket. I don't know, something like that.
Okay,
everyone cool. Can say that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's struggling with some... He's bought into the big factory farm thing. He's bought some equipment, maybe.
Yeah.
But the debtors, they like, he owes some money now, so they come looking for their payments.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he's having financial difficulties on the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has this one pig. You know, that's a little bit better and more special than the other pigs.
Okay.
It's like a young pig.
Yeah.
This pig he discovers.
Just coming, this is, you're just coming.
It's coming to me right now. So that's why I'm like, I'm not. Yeah.
You're just coming. Yeah, I'm. This is. I'm watching.
Maybe the pig can talk.
Whoa! What?
Maybe that's what they need. The Royal Crown. They need like a talking pig. You know.
Okay.
That can speak to our feelings.
Right. You were kind of personifying the pig.
Personifying.
Yeah, pig. Yeah. Sure.
Maybe give it a name like Babe.
Okay. No, I see what you're doing here. I was taking too far on that ride.
I'm sorry.
And then he goes in, he goes into the city.
He goes into the city. Yeah, what happened? And talks to the politicians about, you know, hey, this ain't okay, baby, yeah. buddy. So, yeah, just maybe just be inspired by Bape.
Yeah, you've said like, bacon. That was a Freudian slip.
Freudian slip.
Maybe it's put down the Fleskestein. Jesus, man, in this conversation.
They're just pork grinds. That's also, we eat too many things of the pig. Like,
we eat everything of the
pig.
We
eat everything of the pig.
The food of the pig.
The food of the pig, yeah. Yeah,
it's a good creature. God love him. Yeah.
I liked your idea about the holiness. What if you just make it a lucky cow, lucky's pig?
Huh? What do you mean?
Could pigs be lucky?
As in like...
A bit like a rabbit's foot is lucky, but what if you made the whole pig lucky?
But like, people still eat rabbit.
That's true.
Lucky or not.
No. What? Here?
Everywhere people eat rabbit. Yes. Where are you going with this?
I don't know.
You don't know. You're stuck.
It was just a...
You thought that would be a nice little way to round off the show, and now
maybe,
you're stuck with time. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was fishing for.
No, but I think I'm super curious because like Denmark will like and this is not like I'm not trying to.
We both eat bacon.
Absolutely. And these are what the numbers and the way we're looking at it is just a factual thing, right? And you're saying like going forward to these numbers, they're just not viable for you know. Eventually someone's going to be like, yeah, fuck this. And I'm just super curious what Denmark will do with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a mass, like, I can only imagine it has to be a massive shift. Like, but I think it is sadly just that we're in this sad loop of like, they're just postponing this like eventuality of making this decision or that something, some big decision needs to be made and they just keep throwing subsidized EU funds at the moment, and nothing is changing.
Royal Crown, we know that they've put aside funds. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to suggest. Bring it back around. Get a bit of funding for Kopi and Copenhagen. Right, here we go. This is what I think is going to happen.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to approach them. Kopi and Copenhagen would put on the pork festival, right? Or the pig festival. What's a good name for it? We need to come up with a catchy phrase. And it's just a little...
Camp bacon.
Oh, no, that's awful. Okay. That's awful. We'll workshop later. Okay. We put on a street festival or something like that. Maybe like here across the road in the park over here in Fredericksburg. And it's just a pig appreciation day.
Pig appreciation day. There you go.
That's good. That's fucking, see, that's it comes money. When you're not even trying.
Yeah.
Pig appreciation day. And we have like a thing of like, you donate and then we have a little sanctuary, like a like donkey sanctuary, but for piglets. So like.
Yeah, come pet a pig.
Come pet a pig.
Yeah.
And we have like pigs that.
Peppa Pig will be there.
Peppa Pig. I don't think we'll be able to get Peppa Pig.
That's too much money.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. But yeah, we'll just do a pig appreciation day and no pork will be sold. Nothing like that. Well, it's just like, why Denmark? I'm joking, but not joking. It would be such a good idea to be like, why we love pigs in Denmark. And like, yes, we eat them, but yeah, they're brilliant and we should look after them. And fucking, yeah, Royal Crown, we'll do it for you. Just drop us some cash and we will.
Draw us some oinks.
Yeah. And we'll make it. We'll make
take
it right.
Care of
we'll start putting one trotter in front of the other and sniffing our way to a better future.
Oh. That was beautiful.
No. All right, stay coping.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.